Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're looking at the history that's found in the Bible, and particularly that which is found in the book of Judges, and we're studying about Gideon, and we're going to continue doing that in just a moment. I'll begin reading from the Bible, Judges chapter 7 and verse 24. You may want to get your Bible and turn to that. But I also want to read this before I begin to somewhat justify what we are doing here and looking at the stories of these judges. We read in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 11, 32 through 40, and what more, and what shall I more say? For the time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David, and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, waxed mighty in war, turned to fight armies of aliens, women received their dead by a resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection, and others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword, they went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the earth, and these all, having had witness borne to them through their faith, received not the promise, God having provided something better, provided some better thing concerning us, that apart from us they should not be made perfect. You see how thrilling it is to go back and read these old stories of these men of faith in the Old Testament? And that's what we are doing. I'm going to continue this story with the book of Judges, but I've been enjoying the Judges so much, I'm going to continue reading in this book. And we'll read about the judges all the way through Samuel. And I'll have a few comments to make along the way. I do want to read this poem, though. It is found at the end of the Sunday school lesson on Gideon. It goes like this. The fight of faith. Workmen of God, lose not heart, but learn what God is like. And in the darkest battlefield thou shalt know where to strike. Thrice blessed is he whom is given the wisdom that can tell that God is on the field when he is most invisible. Well, we're going to see how that plays out in the story of Gideon. And I'll begin reading in just a moment in Judges chapter 7. And verse 24. Before I get there, I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this Radio Bible School. Now, what we've been studying about Gideon is that story that is most well known of him, how that with 300 men, he surrounded that great camp of the Midianites along the hillsides surrounding the valley. And at his command, the men broke the pitchers that they were carrying. In those pitchers, there were torches. And so in the breaking of those pitchers, there was that clanking of that noise. And then suddenly in the hills all around about, they were lit up with torches. And the common thought was that if there is a torch, there must be a host of men. And the Midianites, suddenly seeing 100 torches lit up around them, and that accompanied by the blowing of 300 trumpets, thought that a great army was upon them, and they panicked. And the men of Midian turned and fought one with another. Now that's where the story came to Judges chapter 7. And now we'll begin reading in verse 24. And Gideon sent messengers throughout all the hill country of Ephraim, saying, come down against Midian, and take before them the waters as far as Bethbara, even the Jordan. So all the men of Ephraim were gathered together and took the waters even as far as Bethbara, even the Jordan. And they took the two princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeb, and they slew Oreb at the rock of Oreb, and Zeb they slew in the winepress of Zeb, and pursued Midian. And they brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon beyond Jordan. Judges chapter 8 and verse 1. The men of Ephraim said unto him, why hast thou served us thus, that thou called us not when thou wentest out to fight with Midian? And they did chide him sharply. And he said unto them, what now have I done in comparison with you? Is not the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage of Abiezer? God hath delivered into your hands the princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeb. And what was I able to do in comparison with you? Then their anger was abated toward him when he had said that. Judges chapter 8 and verse 4. And Gideon came to the Jordan and passed over, he and the 300 men that were with him, faint, yet pursuing. And he said to the men of Succoth, give, I pray you, loaves of bread to the people that follow me, for they are faint, and I am pursuing after Zeba and Zalmunan. The kings of Midian and the princes of Succoth said, are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna now in thy hand, that we should give bread unto thine army? Gideon said, therefore, when Jehovah hath delivered Zeba and Zalmunna into my hand, then will I tear your flesh with the thorns of the wilderness and with briars. And he went up thence to Penuel, and spake unto them in like manner. And the men of Penuel answered him as the men of Succoth had answered. And he spake also unto the men of Penuel, saying, when I come again in peace, I'll break down this tower. Now Zeba and Zalmunna were in Karkoth, and their host with them about 15,000 men, all that were left of the host of the children of the east, for there fell 120,000 men that drew the sword. And Gideon went up by the way of them that dwelt in the tents on the east of Noba and Jogbahath, and smote the host, for the host was secure. And Zeba and Zalmunna fled, and he pursued after them. And he took the two kings of Midian, Zeba and Zalmunna, and discomfited all the host. Judges chapter 8 and verse 13. And Gideon, the son of Joash, returned from the battle from the ascent of Heres, and he called a young man of the men of Succoth and inquired of him, and he described for him the princes of Succoth and the elders thereof, 77 men. And he came to the men of Succoth and said, behold, Zeba and Zalmunna, concerning whom thou didst taught me, saying, are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna now in thy hand, that we should give bread unto thy men, all that are weary? And he took the elders of the city, and thorns of the wilderness, and briars, and with them he taught the men of Succoth. And he brake down the power of Penuel, and slew the men of the city. Judges chapter 8 and verse 8. And then said he to Zeba and Zalmunna, what manner of men were they whom ye slew at Tabor? And they answered, as thou art, so were they. Each one resembled the children of a king. And he said, They were my brethren, the sons of thy mother. Jehovah liveth, if ye had saved them alive, I would not slay you. And he said unto Jether his firstborn, Up, and slay them. But the youth drew not his sword, for he feared, because he was yet a youth. Then Ziba and Zalmunna said, Arise thou, and fall upon us, for as a man is, so is his strength. And Gideon arose and slew Ziba and Zalmunna, and took the crescents that were on their camels' necks. Judges chapter 8 and verse 22. Then the men of Israel said unto Gideon, Rule thou over us, both thou and thy sons, and thy sons a son also, for thou hast saved us out of the hand of Midian. And Gideon said unto them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. Jehovah shall rule over you. And Gideon said unto them, I would make request of you that you would give me every man the earrings of his spoil. For they had golden earrings, because they were Ishmaelites. And they answered, We will willingly give them. And they spread a garment, and did cast therein every man the earrings of his spoil. And the weight of the golden earrings that he requested was 1,700 shekels of gold, besides the crescents, and the pendants, and the purple raiment that was on the kings of Midian, and besides the chains that were about their camels' necks. And Gideon made an ephod thereof, and put it in his city, even in Ophrah. And all Israel played the harlot after it there. And it became a snare unto Gideon and to his house. So Midian was subdued before the children of Israel, and they lifted up their heads no more. And the land had rest for 40 years. At Judges chapter 8 and verse 29. And Jerubbabel, the son of Joash, went and dwelt in his own house. And Gideon had 70 sons of his body begotten, for he had many wives. And his concubine was that in Shechem. She also bare him a son, and called his name Abimelech. And Gideon, the son of Joash, died in a good old age, and was buried in the sepulchre of Joash his father, in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. Judges chapter 8 and verse 33. And it came to pass, as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel turned again and played the harlot after the Balaam, and made Baal-Bereth their god. And the children of Israel remembered not Jehovah their God, who had delivered them out of the hand of all their enemies on every side. Neither showed they kindness to the house of Jerubbabel, who is Gideon, according to all the goodness which he had shown unto Israel. Well, there's that story, then, of Gideon, a great man of faith, but certainly not a flawless man. And it was good that Gideon refused to be king, but it was not good the way that he made the ephod that became as an idol of Israel. And perhaps that is part of the reason they turned away from God. Next, we're going to read about his illegitimate son, Abimelech. We'll start that in Judges chapter 9, and we'll do that in the next class. But we're going to see that Abimelech, if he can be counted among the judges, as he usually is, was not a judge chosen by God, but a man usurped that position. And we could call Abimelech the evil judge. And so in studying this history of the judges, what have we seen? Othniel, Ehud, Shamgar, Deborah and Barak, and Gideon. Next, we'll read about Abimelech and some of the other judges that will follow. I hope you'll enjoy this reading. I know many of you have your Bibles and can read them for yourselves, but so many do not read their own Bibles, and perhaps by hearing them on the radio others will be enticed to read their own Bibles.